Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is February the 16th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Numbers, chapters 22 to 24. The tragedy of following God's permissive will. Today's reading of Numbers chapter 22 to 24 tells us the story of Balaam, the son of Beor, who originated from Mesopotamia. He was a soothsayer by profession and used sorcery to bewitch others. He is referred to as a prophet as well, because God was pleased to inspire and direct him to speak prophecies towards Israel. In fact, many of the Jewish writers say that Balaam had been a great prophet who, for the accomplishments of his predictions and the answers of his prayers, had been looked upon justly as a man of great interest with God. When Balak, the king of the Moabites, saw the Israelites camped in the plains of Moab, he knew that his people's fate would be similar to that of Sihon, the king of Amorites, and Og, the king of Bashan. He sends for Balaam to curse Israel with large sums of money. When Balaam talked to God regarding cursing the Israelites, God revealed his perfect will in this matter to Balaam in Numbers chapter 22, verse number 12. And we read like this: "And God said to Balaam, 'You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed.'" However, when Balaam persisted with his request, we see that God revealed his permissive will in this matter in Numbers chapter 22, verse 20. And we read like this: "And God came to Balaam at night and said to him, 'If the men come to call you, rise up and go with them, but only the word which I speak to you, that you shall do.'" Following God's permissive will, Balaam almost lost his life being rebuked by a donkey and the angel of God. Balaam was covetous and desired to become rich quickly through unrighteousness. The apostle Jude describes Balaam's sin that he ran greedily into an error for profit. When Balaam could not curse the Israelites because of God's favor, he gave wrong counsel to Balak that caused Israel's corruption with the Midianites. However, it is certain that afterwards, for his covetousness, God departed from him. He wished to die the death of a righteous, but his end was tragic, to say the least. So what is the lesson for us through this real life story of Balaam? If we follow God's permissive will instead of his perfect will, our life will end in tragedy. We have to draw near to God, seek his perfect will through total consecration of ourselves. We read in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 like this: "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God."